repudiation, nigrodha jataka.
It was wanting a willwana that the Buddha told this story about Devadatta.
Devadatta, shouldn't you show some respect to the blessed one?
Why?
The Buddha oriented you, taught you the Dharma, and instructed you in meditation.
Ha! Look at the blade of grass, I can see no good that the ascetic Gautama has ever done me, nor even this much.
Later, in the horror truth.
Devadatta is very ungrateful. He does not recognize how much the Buddha has done for him. I don't think we can trust Devadatta. He is really treacherous.
Bhikkhus, what are you discussing?
Honorable sir, we have been talking about Devadatta's ungratitude and treachery.
Bhikkhus, this is not the first time that Devadatta has been treacherous and ungrateful to friends. He was just the same in the past. Let me tell you a story.
Long, long ago, when the great monarch named Magara was reigning in Rajagaha, the worthy monarch merchant had arranged for his son to wed the daughter of the trader from the countryside. After a cabinet had been married for some time, the man's families began abusing the wife because she didn't produce an heir. They were always gossiping about her, even within her hearing.
With the barn and wiping our son's household, how can their families prosper?
Without his son, how can the family line continue?
Oh, I'm so miserable. I wish I could have child. What can I do? Heart, I have an idea. Now please come here.
Yes, my lady.
Can I trap you to give a secret?
Of course, my lady. I would never betray you.
Good. Please tell me about the sign of pregnancy.
Well, when a woman becomes pregnant,
following the next declaration, in which her complete city, the wife can set her menses, after that also starts creating, be her hand and feet. So, they be out swing, ward her belly with bandages, breaking her nipples, and permit us only her owners to be present, and her dryness. In this way, she pretended us to be pregnant and deceived everyone.
My dear, I am delighted that you are at last going to have a baby. We must take good care of you. During your pregnancy, please get plenty of rest.
Thank you, my dear husband. I told my very happy to proud of you with and errors to continue your family life.
His family also began treating her with respect, and she maintained the pretense for 9 months.
My dear, I wish to return home and to deliver my child in my parents' house. After all, is it the custom?
Of course, my darling. Have a safe and pleasant journey. Send me a message as soon as the baby is born.
Of course. I will, my dear. Goodbye. I will hurry back.
With the large number of attendants, she mounted the courage and left Rajagaha. Traveling in front of the hall entrance was the caravan. Each day, at about breakfast time, she reached the spot where the caravan had spent the night. One night, a poor woman in the caravan gave up under a great banyan tree. Realizing that she would not survive if she left the caravan, and that the baby would not survive, the Riga saw travel with the caravan. She covered her newborn son with the clothes and left him at the foot of the tree. She trusts that someone will find him. The devil of the tree watched over the baby and tenderly cared for him, because this was no ordinary child, but was, in fact, the Bodhisattva. When the wise entrance arrived at the place that the next morning, the wife went with her nurse to the shelter of the banyan tree for her toilet.
What is the devil baby? I'm just born. His body is the color of gold. Nurse, come quickly.
What is madam? What's happened?
Look, there is a newly born baby lying here. My prayer has been answered. Our object has been accomplished. Quick, help me arrest the bandages from my belly. I will lie down slow. That is Lotus told. I have just given birth. Oh, this is wonderful. Good. Let me compose myself. Okay, I'm ready. Now go and announce that I had given birth to a baby.
Good news, good news. My mistress has just given birth to a son. He is a beautiful baby. Congratulations.
How wonderful.
Let us erect them for our to rest them.
We must also send messenger back to Radhaka with news.
The Master will be so happy.
Her husband Peru replied that since the baby had been born, there was no need for her to continue on to her father's house. The interest turned around and returned by the same road to Radhaka. The families welcomed the baby, and because he had been born under the banyan tree, they named him Nigoda. A few days later, news arrived at the master's house.
My lord, you should know that on the same day that Nigoda was born, the daughter-in-law Nanama sent in Radhaka, gave birth to Seth named Saka, and the white dealer working for that family. The Liberus is sent in short, and his name Potika.
That's excellent news. It's a very auspicious sign. Those two must come and live here. The three ones shall grow up together.
Yes, sir. I will bring them here immediately.
The three shall grow up together in the great master's house, and one day, but all in us, the master's samutram.
Number one, it's a long time for you to finish your education. You must go to Takasila. Nigroda, here are 1,000 coins for you. Saka, here 1,000 coins for your parents. This is for your teacher's fee. Potika, your family cannot afford to pay such a fee, but please accompany your friend, take care of them, and learn what you can.
Thank you, grandfather.
Thank you, sir. I will study hard.
Thank you, sir. I will do what I can for my friends.
The three wine set up for Takasila.
Don't be upset, Potika. I will be your tutor.
Thank you, Nigoda. Don't worry. I'm not at all upset. I'm just happy to be with you and Saka. I'm sure. And we will all enjoy Takasila.
When the story was finished, the viceroy delivered the official and wondered. Here and there, this is some other one. And to learn the customs of other folk. Eventually, he reached the greater Varanasi during a festival 7 days earlier. The king had died without a successor. In the end, proclamation, accompanied by the beating of a drum, was being made throughout the city. That on the next day, a child carrying the first famous royalty would be driven around to find a new king. The Philippians lay down to sleep on a tree outside the city. At dawn, Potika awoke over a hot sun roaster. turkey in the branch. The rooster at the very door had left for it rabbit and the back of one below.
What just tell me?
Don't lose your temper. I didn't mean to do it.
Oh, so you think my body is a very good place for your promise? Obviously, you don't know my importance.
Look, I said it was accident. And what is your importance anyways?
If someone eats me this morning, he will get 1,000 coins this very day. Is that something to be proud of?
True. Proud of a little things like that. The man who is my first will become king this morning. The man who is my wife's niece will be commander in chief. And the man who is the niece next to my boss will be treasurer.
1,000 coins is made of trifles, best to be king.
Suddenly, Potika climbed a tree, see the cock at the top, wanted nest, kindled a fire, and caught at under the tree.
My friends, come and eat. I have a roasted. Nigoda, here is some fat for you. Saka, you can eat with the white meat. And I will eat the meatness to the bone.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It is delicious.
I'm glad you enjoy it. Nigoda, sir, you will be king today. Saka, sir, you will be commander in chief. I will be treasurer.
How do you know that?
This morning, I woke very early and overhead two roosters talking in the branches of this tree. One of them said that the man who ate his fat will be king this morning. The man who ate his white meat will be commander-in-chief. And the man who ate the meatness to the bone will be treasurer. I silently climbed the trees, seized the cock round its neck, roasted it, and served it accordingly to you.
Potika, that is wonderful. You are very clever, isn't he, Saka?
I guess so. The three young men went into the city to visit a Brahmin's house, where they were given a very fast hot rice porridge. With ghee and sugar, they left the city again and walked to the Ryan Park. In the park, Nijoda lay down on a gray slab of stone, and his two companions lay down on the ground beside him. At that time, the Ryan advisors we are following the riot chariot round the city.
Look, the horse are headed towards the riot park. Son of great madness must be there. Yes, there is man lying on the stone slab. Let me lift this cloak and look at his feet. Why, I got that from the auspicious map. On the young man's feet, that he will have splendid future. He decided to be not only but the king of Kasi, but the ruler of the entire Jabutipa. Musician, begin beating the gong and clinking the cymbal to announce to everyone that the king has been born.
The noise awakened Nigrora, and he removed the clothes from his face. Seeing the huge crow assemble around him, he turned and lay still for a moment before sitting erect with his large cross, the lion chaplain feet to one knee beside the stone slab.
Sir, the kingdom miss you are.
So be it.
The advisor led him to a chariot, seated him on a heap of precious jewels, presented him with the lion paraphernalia, and finally sprinkled him with the water.
As my first official act, I appoint my friend Saka, my commander-in-chief, Now, let us enter the city.
King Nirada ruled righteously, and his soldiers loved him. One day, he summoned Saka.
My friend, I have been thinking about my parents in Rajagaha. I would be very pleasant to have them there here in Varanasi. Please go to Rajagaha with the last retinue and bring them back.
That is not my business.
Very well. Never mind. Soja, tell Potika to come and see me.
Your Majesty, did you wish to see me, sire?
Yes. I have been thinking about my parents in Rajagaha. It would be very pleasant to have them here in Varanasi. Please go to Rajagaha with the last retinue and bring them back.
Of course, Your Majesty, I will go at once. Bhutiga mounted a splendid chariot and left immediately for Rajagaha. When he arrived, the precious princess from the journey and went to the home of the great merchant, where he was warmly greeted.
Bhutiga, my fine, it's good to see you. How's everything in Varanasi?
Everything is fine, sir. The King Gora is kind to us all. He is a very good king.
I am very happy to hear that. What brings you to Rajagaha?
Well, sir, King Gora has asked me to take you and your wife to Varanasi. He would very much like you to live there with him.
Oh no, Bhutiga. We are very comfortable here in Rajagaha.
I see it, sir, but I too will be very happy to have you join us in Varanasi.
It's nice for you to say that, Bhutiga. But my wife and I are worthy enough here. We do not wish to live in Varanasi. Rajagaha is our home.
It was good of you to come, Bhutiga. But please tell Nigroda not to worry about that. We are very happy here in Rajagaha.
I understand, sir, madam. I will tell him. I hope to see you again, sir. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Bhutiga.
Well, if they don't go to Varanasi, perhaps Saka parents away. I will ask them.
Bhutiga, how nice to see you. What can we do for you?
Sir, King Nigroda has sent me to Rajagaha. I was wondering whether you and your wife would like to come with me to Varanasi and live with your son Saka, who is now Commander-in-Chief.
It is very kind of you to make such an offer, but we are very happy in Rajagaha. We have no need of Varanasi. Thank you very much. But we cannot accept your invitation. Please give our regards to Saka and to King Nigroda. Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir. Well, I wondered whether my parents will go with me to Varanasi. Hello, mother. Hello, father.
Bhutiga, welcome home.
Bhutiga, I'm so happy to see you. How long have you been? Are you eating well? Is everything okay in Varanasi?
Yes, mother. I'm very well. Everything is fine. We are all very happy in Varanasi, but I miss you very much. In fact, King Gora invite you come and live with us in Varanasi. Please say that you will come.
Oh, dear. It would be fine. This is more of it, but living in Varanasi would be very difficult.
Sam, it's very kind of you. I'm getting Jora to make such an offer. But we cannot move to Varanasi. We are in a frontier here in Rajagaha. We have no need of Varanasi. We are sorry.
That's okay. I understand. But I'm disappointed. Goodbye.
Goodbye, son.
Goodbye, bodyguard. Please come to see you as again.
I will. Goodbye. Oh, dear, I have completely failed in my mission. I was just up to go back to Varanasi on the 100th. Well, here I am. I hate to report my fellow to the camp. First, let me go to Sakha's house and function up a bit. Good afternoon. Tell the commander-in-chief that his comrade Putika is here.
Yes, sir. Please wait here. Sir, your comrade Putika is at the door and would like to see you.
Comrades indeed. Who is his comrade? That Boga Lambo Samore Taylor. He gave the gestures to the Nijora and stand out to me. That is how much he dissed me. Threw him out.
Go away. Saka does not want to see you.
Just see Putika. With him and
oh,
him,
oh, oh,
then
stop.
Shot him by
what
the knee, then threw
oh,
him downstairs.
Oh,
oh.
Even though it was taught me that Saga gained his position of commander-in-chief, he treated me like this. He is thoroughly rude and ungrateful. At least, he was a good wife and grave man. I will go to him now. Please tell King Gora that Putika, his comrade, has returned and is waiting to see him.
Putika, my friend, welcome back. Please tell me all about Rajagaha. Have you brought my parents? What? You look terrible. What has happened? No, don't say anything yet. Just wait. Servants, come here. Take my comrade Putika to the guest chamber. Bathe him, shave him, and give him some clean thick robe to wear. It looks like he has been injured. Treat him gently and clean his wound. When he is completely refreshed, bring him to the royal table that we may dine together.
Thank you, sire. You are very gracious.
As they talked, King Nirora asked about Putika's parents, as well as about his own. He expressed disappointment that none of them had chosen to move to Varanasi, but he was gratified to learn that they were all well and content in Rajagaha. In the meantime, Saka became worried.
Putika is angry. He's bound to slander me to the guests if I'm there. Maybe he will be too intimidated to say anything against me. I had better hurry to the palace.
Your Majesty, your commander-in-chief has arrived and would like to see you.
Saka, my friend, how good of you to come? Putika has just returned from Rajagaha. He has news of our parents. Come and join us. Please sit down.
Where is your Majesty?
Sire, when I first go back to Varanasi, I went to Saka's house, hoping to rest there. Before coming to you, Saka refused to see me. He called me a low-born son of Taylor, and did not even recognize me as his comrade. He went so far as to rest him, to rest his men on me. They beat me and threw me down the stair. Can you believe it? We've been together since we were babies.
I have never heard of such ingratitude as Saka has shown. The three of us have always lived together. We have been comrades all our life, and our share of this kingdom are entirely from you. A good deed done to a virtuous man returns double. But a good deed done to an evil man is wasted indeed. Well, Saka, do you recognize Putika as your comrade? You can answer, his great fool. God, see this worthless traitor who refused to recognize our friend. Get him out of my sight and kill him.
No, your Majesty, show mercy, life once taken. Cannot be brought back. Forget the fool and love him live. I wish him no harm.
Well, Putika, I appreciate your compassion. Saka, you are fortunate to have a friend as faithful as Potiga. I forgive you, and I will spare your life, but you will no longer stay in my court. Gather your belongings and leave the village. You are no longer in my service. Potiga, my loyal comrade, you must become my commander-in-chief. I appoint you to that esteemed position.
No, your majesty, I am let down by the offers, but the commander-in-chief of the army is no position for me. Please let me be your treasurer instead. After all that is what I roosted for truth.
Of course, my friend, that is perfectly suited to you. I hereby appoint you my royal treasurer. I know that my wealth will always be safe in your hands.
Potiga prospered in his new port and was pleased with the large family. He was serving her to a claim.
Even death with Gen Nigrora would be better than living with Saka.
Having concluded his story, the Buddha identified the birth.
At that time, Devadara was Saka, Ananda was Bodhika, and I was Nigrodha.